Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartell. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Dick Bartell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is hit by the pitch. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Campbell trying to get to third. Chapman throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Campbell for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Bartell reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Tebbets goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Gehringer steals third. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 0-for-1 in the game. Yerk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Yerk reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Zuber now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Heath reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux scores. Heath moves to third. Trosky moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Heath scores. Trosky scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Al Benton now pitching. Rolly Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell throws the ball into Bartel, who tags Zuber trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McCoskey, who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Greenberg scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Soup Campbell now playing center field. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner strikes out. There goes Trotsky. The throw from Tebbets to second, and Trotsky is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bartel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Bartel scores. McCoskey goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to second. Odell Hale pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Hemsley moves to third. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Hemsley scores. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Tigers. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Bartel strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Namek now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Greenberg strikes out. one out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Fox now playing left field. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.